5234 today.
President Obama honoring 14 Americans killed. Sad news on the helicopter front in Afghanistan. We'll give you some of the details on that one. In the meantime, oh yes, the public option dreaded by some has been renamed by Nancy Pelosi. Wait till you hear what the new buzzword is for public option. And in the meantime, oh, the latest on those pilots. What were they truly doing in the cockpit? Here at America Tonight, we are fixated on what really happened. We want to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to talk about that, obviously. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Also, climate control, Copenhagen, the date with destiny, and cap and trade. You know how I feel about that. Cap and open up your wallet and write a big fat check. That's the problem. In fact, it's interesting. Lord Stern, who is somebody who is huge, very influential, he wrote a thing called the Stern Review on the Cost of Tackling Global Warming, is talking a lot about climate change in the conference in Copenhagen. We're going to give you the counter to that with Todd Wynn, who produced an interesting film. He's the producer and director of Climate Chains. He interviewed economists, scientists, etc., and came up with a much different point of view about pretty much global warming and these greenhouse gases that everybody's talking about. So we'll get to that in another 10 minutes or so. But back to the pilots. The latest is this. And maybe Jana in Iowa, one of our frequent callers, was right. She was talking about the possibility of laptops or computer games or whatever. Now, it wasn't games, but the Northwest pilots who overshot that Minneapolis runway by 150 miles last week did tell investigators, apparently, they were using their personal laptops in the cockpit, right? Which is a violation of company policy. Imagine that. I'm flying a plane. I can't get on and check my email. What, are you kidding me? But specifically what they were doing, they lost track of time because they were using their laptops for a long period of time and discussion about this new monthly crew flight scheduling system. So they were looking ahead on their schedules. Who were the crews? Where were they going? That kind of thing. They were messing around with that. That's how they lost complete track of where they were. That's what the pilots told the National Transportation Safety Board, that they were, you know, they hadn't been monitoring the airplane or calls from air traffic control during that time. They said, in fact, they heard conversation on the radio but didn't notice messages that were sent by dispatchers. Listen, I'm too darn busy. I got to look at my schedule. I want to catch a football game. I got to do this in between. I don't have time. So it wasn't actually until a flight attendant called the pilots about 5 minutes or so before that plane was supposed to land that they realized they passed the airport. Can you imagine the panic that ensued? Do you think anyone will notice? And, of course, on the ground, it was scramble time. They even had an alert that was working but was called off once they had communication finally after 70-plus minutes with the pilots, you know, just missing. They called off the fighters from the two aerospace defense command sites that were actually put on alert for the plane when it didn't respond to the hammering they were getting on the radio. I mean, they were texting them everything. So now they even admit, yeah, we kind of heard some chatter in the background, but we were on our laptops looking ahead at our scheduling, trying to figure out this scheduling program. I mean, come on. Ridiculous. So there's a great chance that these two will get, you know, have their licenses suspended. And in this day and age when to be a pilot and to get on the kind of crew that they were on, and the kind of money that you make, because now there's such a difference between the have and the have-nots, and in fact, so many pilots have had to take big slices in their pay that they've gone off and done other things, even started their own companies, etc., and done more of those what they call burger runs for wealthy people, that losing your license right now would not be the best thing to happen, especially with a family. And the one pilot, we're going to let you hear what he said when he was actually ambushed by a local reporter in Oregon, he blurted out a few things, but he did say it's not what's being reported because sleep was initially thought and a few other things came up. Oh, they were in this heated discussion. Well, they were in a discussion. They were in a discussion about their schedules and trying to figure out a system. But I hate to tell them, they're not in cubicles, and the big corporation has instituted a new policy, and you have to turn in your timesheets. They had 140-some people on that flight that were supposed to get to Minneapolis in one piece, and they're worried about their schedule. So then, naturally, you have to interview everybody, not all the people, but you have to interview the rest of the crew. And they talked to the three flight attendants as well. So Northwest, of course, and they have to. They're cooperating and doing their own investigation at this point. Air traffic controllers, I mean, they have it on record. They tried for more than an hour to contact them, and they could not get their attention. And I'll tell you, what's really, really scary about this is the fact maybe that those jets weren't scrambled. So we save a few bucks in one sense. But at the same time, what was the decision on not to put the jets up there? Because imagine if that plane had been hijacked. It's nobody can talk to them. They're texting them. They're calling them on the radio. They're doing everything they can. So 78 minutes is a long time. Is that as big of a blunder? Maybe if not more so than the pilots and what they did by overshooting the airport. So, of course, no matter what happens here, it does bring up the argument about pilots and safety and hours and crews and, geez, in some cases they're not getting enough sleep and maybe we should think about putting this on the record and letting one guy sleep while the other one is flying and watch out for this fatigue, even if this hasn't caused anything, you know, had nothing to do with this flight whatsoever. So the conversation is really vibrating, let's say, about what happened in that cockpit. So I believe it is completely plausible. Probably that is exactly what they were doing. They didn't understand whatever the new system was, and they were trying to figure it out because they were looking ahead at their schedules. On the ground, we do this. I've been in stores, in retail stores, where you can hear one kid say to the other, hey, will you cover for me on Wednesday? I have a shift at Best Buy from whatever, 3 to 10 o'clock. That's a lot different than a pilot and both of them not paying attention to what they were doing to look ahead at the schedules and try to figure it out. So the excuse isn't a good one no matter how you slice it. Yes, it's different than some of the things that were reported, but I don't think it saves their bacon at all. I believe they'll both find themselves with suspended licenses. All right, coming up next, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about climate control and what cap and trade and Copenhagen and all that ultimately means to all of us. Like I have said many, many times, sadly, I think it means you're going to pay a lot of money for this big buzz called the environment. Do I want to see the environment destroyed? No. But do I want to see real facts and figures? Yes. And the facts and figures that are out there are very much exaggerated, I think, from all the people that we have heard and talked to on this show for the past 2.5 years. So we're going to add another one to the bunch, and let's see what Todd Wynn has to say. Again, the producer and director of Climate Change, next on ATN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
When I was a kid, we were afraid to go out of our homes for fear of being burned by acid rain. Then it was the hole in the ozone layer. And now I'm told that I can't drive my vehicle because it's killing polar bears.
They tell us that the polar bear population is terribly threatened, that polar bears are dying already as a result of climate change.
We must act now is the common thread running through all of this.
5-10 years ago, you couldn't call yourself an environmentalist without your bottled water in your hand. Now you can't call yourself an environmentalist without your petition to ban bottled water.
So we have these fads that come along, resource depletion, population growth. Now it's CO2 and global warming. They all seem to have the same solution. Huge international government control over your economic life.
The really inconvenient truth for Al Gore is that over the last few years we aren't seeing the global warming that we saw, in the 90s. We're actually seeing it cooling.
All right, that's a little slice of climate change. Todd Wynn is the producer and the director. He's joining us here in a second. He's in the green room. He's going to put down the latte. He's allowed to drink the latte, by the way. Anyone can drink that. You know, there's nothing to do with plastic or... I guess it's okay to have plastic. I don't know. I'm confused. Speaking of confused, a top Senate Republican on Sunday, Lindsey Graham, co-authored an op-ed piece with Senator John Kerry in the New York Times, you might have caught it, calling for acting on legislation for sweeping climate change. Wow. Kerry, of course, rolled out a Senate climate change bill alongside Senator Barbara Boxer late last month, and Graham said over the weekend that he might not explicitly endorse the bill, but he's definitely ready to work with Kerry towards some kind of version, anyway, of legislation to combat global warming. And we, of course, all know about cap and trade. We've talked about it a lot here on America Tonight. Like I said, I think that it's an excuse for you to open your checkbook and have to write a big check for, you know, money you don't have to pay for something that has been blown up and exaggerated and doesn't make sense to a lot of people who know, economists, scientists, a lot of different people, and people that we've had on the show. So it's perfect, once again, to have Todd Wynn on with us. Todd, thanks for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, I know that you did months and months of interviews with all kinds of people, policy analysts, some of the folks that I mentioned that I've talked to in the past, different kinds of scientists and economists and whatnot. And what did What did you find out that led to pulling together climate chains?
You know, we found out that there's a lot of issues with cap and trade. And obviously, you know, it's supposedly supposed to save the planet through reversing global temperatures. But there's a lot of issues as far as destroying personal freedoms are concerned, destroying any possibility of economic recovery. And, you know, when we were talking to these experts, the more that we found out that this is really quite a dubious plan for the United States.
Yeah, and in saying that, it sounds like you're saying what other people that we've talked to, like Cal Biesner and stuff, have said to us, that you have to think about the economic possibilities for the people in the green industry, the people who are making money here, and how you can take some of these statistics and manipulate them. Did you find the same thing?
Yeah, I definitely find the same thing. And, you know, it's interesting, as I've been promoting climate change, the video, you know, a lot of people, some of the climate alarmists will ask me, oh, did Big Oil fund this video? And first of all, they did not. We didn't receive any money from Big Oil. But I always ask them, well, what about big wind? What about big solar? What about these renewable energy companies that are going to be making a significant amount of money, or even big environmental groups that have put millions of dollars into lobbying for plans like these? It's amazing to me that we only see money flowing in one way, at least the alarmists do.
So, Todd, when you set about and pulling this all together, I mean, it sounds like, hey, you had an open mind. I mean, you were ready to listen to whatever was going to come your way. You didn't. You were ready to hear whatever it was, and you found, like you said, your eyes were open to a couple of different things, which is exactly what happened to me. So were you surprised by some of what you learned?
You know, I was surprised. And when we started climate change, I did want to start with an open mind and kind of get both sides of a lot of the issues that have to do with cap and trade. You know, but the interesting point was a lot of the environmental organizations didn't want to talk with us. I even walked into the World Wildlife Fund headquarters in Washington, D.C., and they told us we couldn't have cameras, although she did talk with us about cap and trade, and that conversation was quite an interesting one. But that's kind of the problem that we have as far as public policy on the federal level, is that there needs to be a rational, intellectual debate about costs and benefits, even of plans that are supposedly going to save the planet. We need to be able to weigh costs and benefits for the American people.
Yeah, and it's like I said, you know, we're talking about a lot of money having to come out of, I think, the pockets of many in middle America. I really, truly believe that's what's going to happen, because how affordable is any of what we're talking about really going to be to most people? If there are strict laws on the books, then you're caught in that corner. And that's what I think. It's the affordability, the dependability, the whole thing when we talk about energy. I mean, there's a great chance that you could really tank a lot of Americans. Do you think so?
I definitely think so. I think that, you know, we're talking about significant price increases. I know a lot of the economic analysis that are out are over $1,000 per household. And, you know, that's a pretty significant hit on American households as far as public policy is concerned. And, you know, it's really not leading to any environmental benefit. I think that environmentalists have gone beyond the point of regulating parts per thousand or parts per million or even parts per billion. But now they're trying to attempt to regulate even the air that we breathe. And it's taking it to another notch. And I think that's really where a lot of the issues come in as far as cap and trade is concerned. I think a lot of Americans are willing to pay a little bit higher prices for a cleaner environment,
mm-hmm.
but carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. So
well,
when they're
exactly.
going to be spending this
yeah.
money, they're not going to be saving the environment in any
right.
sort of way.
Right, right. And which is exactly my point. I'm not somebody who wants to crush the environment, or I'm anti trying to have a clean world. But again, it goes to what we're finding out. And the average household is going to pay, you know, over $1,700 probably for this every year. And again, to your point, really, what would they be doing to help the environment? And this is pretty much what you say throughout your film, right?
That's definitely true. And, you know, I've asked the same questions, too, because, you know, I talk to the politicians here in the state of Oregon as well. And, you know, I've asked them, I said, well, you know, when when we're going to impose these costs upon Oregonians or on Americans in general, what are the benefits we're going to see out of this? And, you know, even some Oregon legislators, they've said that it's not about the climate. That's not what this is about. And, of course, they use the other taglines like reducing dependence on foreign oil or creating clean energy jobs, all these taglines that get some Americans really riled up in support of these plants. But that's not what's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. What are you hoping, you know, if people can go up to, we played a little slice of it, but you can go to YouTube and get climate change. You can look at the trailer there. What are you hoping happens with this film that you put together?
Well, the main reason why we put this film together was just to more educate not only American citizens, but also politicians. You know, I saw in a couple national polls that only about 24-25% of Americans even know what cap and trade is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about there's a severe unawareness issue that really bothers me, really, that Americans won't even see this tax coming. One of the largest taxes in American history, if not entire world history, is cap and trade. And most people don't even know what's going on with it. And I think that's really what we wanted to show, is just more educate the American public on, hey, look, these are the issues that are going to be coming before you if your elected officials happen to vote on this bill. So that's kind of what we wanted to bring up. And you can go to climatechange.com to actually watch the full feature there as well and learn about some of those issues involved with cap and trade.
Yeah, absolutely. And you also have a great source for other links and whatnot where people can go to get more information on it. It's a great website and terrific film. Climate Change, the name of it. Go to climatechange.com. I watched it this morning when I was drinking my coffee. Great job, Todd. Thanks for coming on and good luck with the project.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
All right, so that was Todd Wynn, producer and director. And if you don't know what we're talking about, he's right. There is a lot of misinformation, lots of information out there a little bit twisted. You can go and to that website, and it kind of, you know, sends you in a couple of different directions and talks about the what it is and talks about some of the underestimating of the cost of cap and trade, which is my fear, etc., and exactly what it is, what are the proposals, and what are some of the provisions that are troubling. Things that we've certainly talked about here on America Tonight, but it's at the forefront once again because now you've got it certainly back in the Senate as they're pushing for some kind of climate change legislation. You saw how quickly they went through the House. We'll see if there's going to be a national energy tax. That's something that this Kerry Boxer bill, I think, pretty much amounts to. Coming up on the flip side, much, much more here on America Tonight.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about EcoLaBlue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own EcoLaBlue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the EcoLaBlue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling EcoLaBlue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoLaBlue on the web at ecoLaBlue.com today.
Coming up on America Tonight, you know, we always have to celebrate those birthdays, right? Can't leave a show without talking about somebody turning the page on a calendar. And we got a ton of folks that I think you'll recognize, including actress-singer Kelly Osbourne. If you watch Dancing with the Stars, you know who she is. If not, maybe you have no clue. Think Ozzy Osbourne, right? Also celebrating a birthday, former Secretary of State Warren Christopher. Some of you will know that name. Actress Ruby Dee. Another one, John Cleese, with actually a pretty big birthday. Producer-director Ivan Reitman celebrating a pretty huge birthday as well. So we'll get to the birthday segment in our at the tail end of our show, the stretch drive, as I like to say. Racing round that final turn, plus this day in history, and of course news you can abuse as well. In the meantime, however, it's interesting. When I was doing sports, boy, the whole issue of steroids couldn't be bigger, and it doesn't just have to be a sports issue. It's the idea of, does this influence kids? And, you know, we went through this whole baseball secrecy thing, because you cannot tell me the commissioner had no clue this was going on. And then suddenly everybody is, I don't say everybody, but a select few were trotted out in front of Congress, and we saw the disaster that ensued with Roger Clemens. And Mark McGuire seemed just at a loss for words the years before when he had stepped in front of Congress, too, as well. And I've always felt funny about the Mark McGuire thing, because you think of the great home run chase between he and Sammy Sosa and how that kind of put baseball back on the grid when people were so furious after the strike year, you know, a couple years after the strike year. So McGuire disappeared, kind of, you know, you didn't hear what was going on with Mark McGuire. Heard he was surfing and busy with his family in California, but just trying to stay away from the limelight in any way whatsoever. But now he's back in baseball and actually reunited with Tony La Russa as the St. Louis Cardinals hitting coach. Isn't that interesting? Just out of the shadows. He agreed to return, La Russa did, for a 15th year as manager with a one-year contract. And now he's got Mark McGuire under his wing and hanging out with him. And here's what he had to say about that. Well, we'll get that for you in a second anyway. Again, McGuire back with the Cardinals after stepping away from baseball for such a long time. Like I said, it was one of the strangest stories. It's one of the strangest finishes, I think, to someone's career like McGuire. Because remember, he had 70 home runs in 98 and then retired with 583 homers. And was such a huge, I think, icon in baseball until the black eye when he refused to answer questions about steroids in March of 2005 at the congressional hearing, saying he wasn't there to talk about the past, which pretty much said, okay, you know, hey, I'm guilty and I just don't want to talk about it. Anyway, here's what La Russa said about Mark hooking up with the game of baseball once again, this time to return as a hitting coach.
But he's got the whole thing, you know, the mechanics, the power of the mind, the understanding that you need to prepare with a lot of hard work. I think he's looking forward to the work, and I know a bunch of you are anxious to talk to him about whatever, but I think he's ready for it.
All right, so La Russa saying he's ready for it. That was interesting because here's the deal. He must have been prepped on this. McGuire is going to, there's going to be a ton of people that are going to question McGuire and they're going to ask him about steroids. So they're saying he's not trying to hide anything and we're not trying to hide him, which leads me to believe, okay, then for him to come back, he, you know, he knew that this was going to be an issue and that's okay. He's ready to talk about it. So I'll be curious what's going to come out of Mark McGuire's mouth in the next couple of weeks. He, you know, McGuire received just under 25% support from voters in his three appearances on the Hall of Fame ballot. If this hadn't happened to him, he would have been in the Hall of Fame in a second. He would have been a first-time guy for sure. And, of course, 25 is well under the 75% that he needed. And good for La Russa in a way because he's trying to help an old friend and trying to repair a very, very tarnished image. And maybe this will do it. He said he contacted McGuire about the coaching job a week or two ago when he was still deciding on his future and that McGuire was interested right away and steroids wasn't even broached. Like he said, he wanted him to coach the hitters. And I think this is actually a good thing because I'm curious as to what McGuire will say. I think shame on him for not bucking up and answering the question in the first place. You know, it's like you look at Andy Pettitte from the Yankees, and you look, and of course he was squeezed, and he eventually said it, or Jason Giambi, or whatever. But it's just like Roger Clemens, if they just would say it in the first place, hey, I shouldn't have done it, I wanted an extra edge, I didn't think, whatever nonsense they say. But by denying it and then trying to step around it, I think it made it worse. And it made it worse for McGuire the way he handled that, too. Since we're talking about sports here for a quick second, how about my Eagles? Do we have any applause from that lame Minneapolis audience? Yep, DeSean Jackson. A 67-yard run and a 57-yard reception, both in the first half. The Eagles beat the Redskins in a very boring Monday Night Football, I have to admit. 27-17, yeah. Donovan McNabb, 15 of 25, 156 yards. He gets his 200th touchdown pass and surpasses 30,000 yards for his career. But like I said, not much of an exciting game to witness. So if you're keeping score, since we do the nail the score thing, the Eagles are now 4-2. On the season. So how about that? 4-2. Hey, Matt, did you happen to catch any of that Monday night game? I only watched a part of it because I was watching the Wild hockey game and doing some other things here around the studio, but I caught a couple glimpses, and basically what it was is Jason Campbell not performing well, and the Eagles' defense definitely taking advantage of it.
No kidding. Boy, it was terrible, without a doubt. What happened to my applause for my Eagles?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still down about the Vikings not winning.
Oh,
you know?
Please.
So,
here, as every time with the Vikings. Yeah, sweet. It was a boring game, but they got the win anyway. And how about this, since we're on the sports thing here with the sports shorts. DeMarcus Ware, a guy that I used to cover, three-time pole dancer, three-time pro bowler linebacker with a huge contract for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't think he would be very good on the pole. So they've had all these talks that have intensified over the last couple of months. And on Monday, he agrees to a $78 million six-year deal through the 2015 season that guarantees him $40 million. Wow! Can you imagine, folks, driving along, listening to the show, half asleep? $78 million in that position.
That's,
how about them Cowboys? That is quarterback money. He's making more money now than Tony Romo, the signal caller for the Dallas Cowboys. Jeez, that is huge, huge money. You know, he's quick, he's good, he's a great player. He's had some injury things that he's had to deal with, but he's maybe worth it to the Dallas Cowboys because he's been huge for that team. But $78 million. Boy, Jerry Jones better hope he doesn't get hurt. That's all I can say at this point with that kind of a contract. Just absolutely incredible. All right, just to recap some of the quick headlines, wanted to make sure that we filled you in on the bits and pieces on the day. The real water cooler buzz, I think, still continues to be these pilots. And, hey, they said they weren't sleeping. They were actually engrossed in a complicated new crew scheduling program that was on their laptop computers, their personal ones that they're not supposed to use. As the plane flew past Minneapolis, you know, missed the landing by 150 miles, which, of course, clearly is a cockpit violation of the airline policy that will probably cost them their licenses, although we haven't heard that quite yet. I think the union will try to save those jobs, but 144 people on board, five crew members. Yeah, they were over Wisconsin by the time they got back in touch. Oh, we're actually over Wisconsin. We didn't realize our mistake. And they were going to scramble jets and everything else. And they kept denying that they had fallen asleep. And now what they were saying is that they were working on their laptops and doing the scheduling thing. So air traffic controllers in Denver and Minneapolis tried to get them by radio and had no luck whatsoever. They even said the pilots admitted they could hear some kind of chatter over the radio in the background. Hello, hello, are you up there? Hey, is anyone up there? Is anything going up on the flight 188? And they just did not engage whatsoever. And using laptops or any of that kind of stuff, you know, would have to be against the flight deck policy. There's no question about it. And I'm sure they're going to be terminated. I cannot imagine that they would keep them. I mean, it's inexcusable. There's just no way that whether they made a stupid decision and just didn't think about it. Hey, let's get out our laptops because it's, you know, they're on autopilot, so to speak. And we're just cruising in and they're just not thinking about it. So, of course, there's no question. I'm sure that they will be canned and disciplined probably because their schedules are tied to their seniority and they're suspended at this point following the investigation, but I'm pretty sure that they're out of there. Coming up on the flip side, we're not out of here yet. We have birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse coming up around the bend.
All right, teach me something about your beloved Eagles.
Bye.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
You gotta love this. Tamara Durka as our first story in News You Can Abuse here in America Tonight decided that she was going to do this blog, 31 Dates in 31 Days, to try to meet some new guys. And she's also 31 years old, and each date lasted 31 minutes. So that's a, boy, that's a short date. The final date was on Valentine's Day, but she told the New York Post one of her prospects actually popped the question earlier this month. So Tamara Durka, her blog has a picture of her wearing her new engagement ring. She's busy writing a book about her dating blog and planning a wedding. See, that's an entrepreneur. Okay, I need a man. How do I find him in New York? There's a lot of competition. I'm going to start this clever thing. And then I'm going to turn it from a blog that people are following to a marriage to a book. Gotta love that, huh? Seems very businessy. 31 minutes.
I don't know, Matt, do you think you could get to know a girl in 31 minutes? I think Matt's fallen off.
I'm still alive. I'm still alive, I promise you.
31 minutes. Could you get to know a girl in 31 minutes?
I don't know. I could definitely get annoyed by a girl in 31 minutes.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could... I don't know. I think you could definitely tell if it was going to work. You know, if like you were just completely... Okay, this isn't going to work whatsoever. You could tell that in probably 31 minutes. But I don't know if it would... It's not enough time to know, like, oh, this is going to be something that's going to be substantial. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. No, I think you can tell right away if there's even any interest. Absolutely. It would be just like a fix-up. If somebody fixed you up with somebody and you just knew the second you saw them, it doesn't even necessarily have to be a looks thing. You just know right away. Mm.
Right. You can tell personality-wise if you get along with them or
absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't know. I'll go out and I'll meet people that I don't know. And, you know, usually people like me. I'm not going to lie about that. But then there's always that one person who just either doesn't understand my humor or doesn't get sarcasm, and it's game over for us being friends. So.
Right. Yeah, I think so. I think you can tell some things in 31 minutes, but I don't know, lifelong partner, I don't know about that because there's so many various, you're meeting the representative of the person, let's face it.
Right.
But you can tell if you even have any kind of chemistry or any kind of chance, but hey, it's just pretty clever to do that.
And people can always just be really fake in the, mm-hmm. those 31 minutes, not be the genuine person that they actually are.
Of course. Exactly.
So you're just getting this facade of who they are as a person.
Yeah, or who they want you to think they are,
right.
More importantly. Exactly. All right, so 31 minutes, 31 years old, 31 dates in 31 days, and she nailed it all shut. We move on from that to a thing called computer smashing in Indiana. It was a chance to get revenge for all the computer error messages. Boy, I'd love to be a part of that. So people that were fed up with technology got to take out those frustrations at Purdue. Smart idea. A buck bought 30 seconds with a sledgehammer. Donors got the opportunity to pound away at computers, printers, and other high-tech gear at the Indiana school on Friday. Money from the event went to an organization for Purdue students interested in computer graphics. I think it's kind of a clever idea. Yosemite National Park. Bears frequent that place, obviously, right? But check this out. Bears in California's Yosemite Park see a minivan, and it means lunch. Researchers say the bears seem to know the boxes on wheels have food in them, whether it's Cheerios or coolers, snacks, whatever. They actually published a study saying that minivans are hit by hungry bears more than any other kinds of cars or trucks or any of that kind of stuff. The vans make up just 7% of the cars visiting Yosemite, but they were targets of 29% of bear attacks. Wow. This study was actually published in the Journal of Mammalogy. Who knew? Okay, you're going to love this one. Iowa City, Iowa, in case you haven't heard it, because you know we're getting close to Halloween. Yeah, it's kind of a little zombie attack thing. Police in Iowa City report that a man was hit after someone called him a zombie. It happened early yesterday morning at a restaurant near the University of Iowa campus. Police say the man who was ordering was called a zombie by another patron and then slugged him in the eye. They say the man was punched again when he tried to call police on his cell phone. The attacker ran out the back door. The victim was actually, this is brutal, was treated at the hospital for a broken nose. Yeah, I wouldn't be too excited about that. That's a pretty upsetting. Mm. All right, we go back to Indiana once again, double dipping in that state. It's pink, but it's not pretty, at least to a lot of the neighbors in West Lafayette. City inspectors told a property manager that a rental house needed a facelift, so BK Management got a deal on pink paint. But some people in the area say the new color scheme devalues their property. The neighbors could be out of luck, however. The city's zoning code doesn't cover color. So the students who live in the pink house don't seem to mind. Why do they care? They're just renters. They say the color on the house makes it easy for them to give directions. Hey, we're the pink house. Yeah, I don't know. As a neighbor, that might be a little distracting, let's just say. On to this day in history. Yes, today is Tuesday, October 27th. There are 65 days left in the year. Here are some highlights for you. In 1795, the United States and Spain signed the Treaty of San Lorenz. Did you know that? which provided free navigation of the Mississippi River at the time. Huge. 1858, the 26th President of the United States, Teddy Roosevelt, was born in New York City. In 1907, Union Station in Washington, D.C., which was a huge corridor, opened. In 1922, the first annual celebration of Navy Day took place. In 1938, DuPont announced a name for its new synthetic yarn called nylon. Boy, and that certainly is stuck, huh? How about this? In 1954, Walt Disney's first TV program called Disneyland, after the yet-to-be-completed theme park, premiered on ABC. And the Wonderful World of Disney, of course, was on forever and ever. It may still be on. I don't think it is, but it seemed to last for a very long time. In 1969, sadly, a 6.4 magnitude earthquake shook Yugoslavia, killing some 20 people. They felt fortunate that it was just 20 people that they lost in the quake. 10 years ago, in the first debate of the Democratic presidential race, Al Gore was seeking to stem his decline, you might say, in the polls by attacking his rival Bill Bradley's health care and spending plans. Boy, that seems like ancient history, doesn't it? How about this? The New York Yankees captured their second straight World Series sweep. They beat the Atlanta Braves in Game 4. The final score in that one was 4-1. All right, on to birthdays, Maestro.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
A couple of country singers celebrating a birthday. Country singer-musician Jack Daniels is 60 years old. Lee Greenwood is 67. Actress Nanette Fabre used to be huge in her day, 89 years old. Ralph Kiner, 87 years old. He, baseball Hall of Famer and sportscaster, he would be. Actress Ruby Dee is 85 years old, also celebrating a birthday. Author Fran Lebowitz is 59 years old. Jane Kennedy, a TV personality, she even did sports for a while, 58 years old. World Golf Hall of Famer Patty Sheehan is 53. Rock musician Jason Finn from Presidents of the United States of America is 42. Also celebrating a birthday this day, Kelly Osbourne, I mentioned her before, she is 25 years old. Ivan Reitman, the famous director, is 63. Producer, director, remember him from actor and comedian, from A Fish Called Wanda, John Cleese is 70 years old. Wow. So if you're celebrating a birthday, make it count. Always another good day when you're alive and kicking and above ground. I'll leave you with this. If them were angels, no government would be necessary.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice.
It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.